Hello, 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 hello. It's your boy, Sean Van Potritar. I'm back again with another banger episode. And I'm thinking like, this one is gonna be, a little bit weird. Because I think I'll just be touching bases on COVID. Yeah, and I think I'm just gonna talk about everything that happened. It's been a while since I did an episode, so I'm doing this episode today. It is the 12th of August, so I think I did an episode like 2 months back and stuff. So it's been cold because like in the afternoon there's a lot of sound coming from outside, so I had to record at night. So at night, since it's winter, it was cold, so I couldn't record. So hence, just left everything as it is. It's like, you know what, I'll start recording when it starts getting a little bit warmer. So yeah, today it was a little bit warmer, so I was like, let me record for my people. Because one thing I've noticed is that I've been seeing my YouTube channel growing, meaning people like the content, and I wasn't even promoting it. So meaning people just peep in and then just try to listen. So yeah, if you're on YouTube and then you keep on subscribing, or you're a new subscriber, I'd just like to say shout out to you. And then to all the people who are still listening on Anchor, that is Spotify, because Anchor does distribute to Spotify, to Apple Podcast, and all these other podcast distribution sites. I just want to say I also appreciate you guys. So yeah, I'm gonna talk about COVID. I don't know, I think I had COVID, guys. I really, really think I had COVID. So I think it was back in June. Yeah, I think it was back in June, going into July. So this is what happened, right? So since I work on a phone, sort of, yeah. I don't go out much, so I'm always indoors, right? So then my sister was supposed to be graduating, so she calls me so that, you know, they do that photo shoot thing. So I had to be there for the photo shoot, so she called me, yeah. One thing that I hate, guys, is wearing formal. So I was there wearing formal nyana. So I was there wearing my formal and shit. So the funny thing was that, I don't know, I think that day, that's when I caught COVID. So because since from last year, I've been traveling a lot, and I've been traveling out of Gauteng. I went to Northwest. I went to a lot of provinces. I was in Free State, I was in Northwest last year alone. I traveled, I never got sick, I never got anything, right? So then I started traveling. Like, I just went here, it was in Vanderbilt Park, so she studied at VUT. So I go there. And then I think that's when I got it. But so it was a celebration. After that, we went to Spur. And then like we chilled at Spur. We ate. Then yeah. And then I came back from home. After I came back from home, I think I came back, it was on a Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. So on a Wednesday, I was still fine. And then Saturday, Sunday, I started feeling a little bit fun. I don't know the dates, so I'm just gonna tell you approximately what happened. So Sunday, I started feeling a little bit funny, you see. So remember, this was back in June. So Sunday, I started feeling a little bit funny, you see. So Sunday, I feel funny, it's fine. I go back, it's like, yeah. And then after that Sunday, yeah, the Monday, my brother came to visit. I walked him out. So I was already not feeling well. I was already really, really not feeling well. So then, like, the coughing started. So I started coughing on a Monday. So since on Monday, like, from that Monday, like, the following day, Tuesday, when the whatever that I had, I can't say it's COVID. I really can't say it's COVID because I didn't go and test, right? So whatever that I had, like, it felt like a flu. Like, every person, I think, I don't know if I'm the only one who's blessed enough. But I really, really, really know my body. So if I'm gonna get maybe sick because of eating too much sugar, I know how my body will feel like. If I get sick because of flu, I will know how my body will feel like. If it's going to be body aches and stuff, there are signs that I get first. So this one was a sign of a flu. But when it caught me, it wasn't a normal flu. Maybe it was a normal flu. Since I no longer work out, my immune system got weaker because I've been like just lying around since last year when COVID started. So I think maybe my immune system got weak. And maybe that's what happened. So yeah. So what I had was flu, right? So what I had was flu. So, but it was not the normal flu. So second week, remember it was Tuesday when I started really getting sick. I was in bed the whole time. Started coughing. I had chills. Yeah. Even took Mad Lemon. I took Mad Lemon. Got inside my blankets. Covered myself. I got wet. Even the blankets got wet. I had to change them. So everything was just fucked up. This was the first week. The second week started coughing. That's when the coughing really kicked in. So I was just coughing mildly. So I was just coughing. So now, from that Tuesday, I didn't eat anything. So was just drinking water. Coming second week, I'm still not eating. Right. Ask my friend, hey, what did you do when you had, when you were in this situation? She asked me the symptoms. Like, hey, what do you have? I was like, oh, you know what? What I have is I got the chills and then I started coughing. It's like, yeah, that's exactly what I had. I think I had COVID too. Pity she didn't test. So she also didn't test. So it was more like she had COVID too. But yeah, it was fucked up. That's what she thought. And then she told me, no, man, I went to a pharmacy. They told me to get, I think it was ACC 200. I forgot the medications. It was ACC 200. And then it was something, something with a C. And then another something, something with a C. So those were the three medications that I had to buy. So remember now, I'm on my second week, right? So I'm on my second week. And I'm still coughing. And I'm not eating. So 2 weeks, I haven't ate. So I was coughing, like the coughing was really bad. To that point where my mom really got worried. Started calling my sister. My sister started saying, you need to go test for COVID. I'm like, ah, I'm not gonna go there. So yeah, I really don't trust these things. Can't tell me that I can pass. Okay, this is just my conspiracy theory. You can't tell me that you can pass COVID by coughing, right? But when you have to go test it, they have to put in a needle down your nose, up there. Like, nah, I was never gonna do that. So yeah, told her I'm not going there. Then my mom went to the pharmacy. She went to go get these things. And then after she got them, it was fine. I drank them that day. I think I drank them twice. So it was that ACC 200. I just forgot the names, man. But I remember it was something that ends with a C. It is flavored with orange. And then there was another one which takes out the mucus. Okay, I can just say the uses. So the uses is like this other one. Takes out the mucus in the lungs. And then the other one kind of like battles the viruses. So the other two, they battle the virus, probably, if you have it in your body. But since I was coughing, I had the virus, but I just didn't know which virus was it, because I didn't want to go test. So I drank those things, and then it was fine. So I became fine after drinking those things. The following day I woke up, I was better, the coughing gone, everything gone. Like, yeah, but I still feel my body. I'm not 100%. So I was like, yeah, I feel like I'm gonna die now. So I really felt like, yes, I think I'm gonna die. But that didn't happen. Kept on drinking this medication, kept getting better, better, better. And I think on the third week, remember, I'm still drinking medication, I'm still not eating, the appetite wasn't there. So you don't have appetite. Oh yeah, I think when I started opening up the appetite, I started buying oranges. So I started buying oranges, and then yeah, when I started eating oranges, everything started becoming fine. So yeah, everything just started becoming a little bit okay after buying oranges. And I just kept on eating oranges. So that was my breakfast, brunch, dinner, whatever. I was only eating oranges. So that was the only thing I could consume. My sister started telling me that I lost a little bit of weight. I was like, yeah, I wasn't eating for 3 weeks. I was eating oranges. And the oranges, I started eating them on the third week when I started getting a little bit better. So I was a little bit fine, you see. So all that time, I started being a little bit fine. And then third week, started feeling a little bit better, drinking that medication. So those pills, they look like, you see, Eno is a powder, right? No, let me just say this spring. Yeah, this spring. So they look like this spring, but they are large. There's a larger one. There's another one beneath it, a little bit smaller in a size. And then there's this one that looks like a pill. So you just put them. I didn't even read the results. I just put them in cold water, mix them all together. So they would bubble, release carbon dioxide. You wait. And after you wait, you have to stir until they dissolve. So I'm thinking maybe you have to use hot water for that, because I didn't even check. So yeah, I think you have to use hot water for that, because they would dissolve much faster. So I was using cold water, so I would stir up until they all dissolve and then drink that. So yeah, today I'm talking to you guys. Probably I would have been dead. I'm not sure about that, but I'm thinking, yeah, probably I would have been dead. So that was my experience with the COVID. If I did really have COVID or whatever the shit that I had, I'm not even sure what I had. But I'm still saying, it was not COVID, it was some sort of a flu, guys. Okay, COVID is a flu, they said. Kind of looks like a flu virus, but COVID was something else. Like, I never got an, I have been sick all my life, but that one, I never got sick like that. But yeah, that was my experience with whatever that shit was. Yeah. And I think it weakens your immune system. So a few days back, I go out to get a cut, right? I want to look fresh. And then I didn't take a jersey. So I didn't take a jersey, and I continued, right? Then I just continued. So I started getting cold because it was getting a little bit late. And then I took a taxi back home. I was still getting cold. I even had to go to Pick and Pay just to buy a jersey to be fine. But it didn't work. Okay. It helped, but didn't really help. So yeah, used that. And then everything was fine. Then went inside the house. So after I went inside the house, it started getting cold. I was shaking. I was like, shit, my immune system is getting fucked up. So I don't know, man. If you had COVID before and then your immune system is getting fucked, I don't know if mine is getting fucked up because I'm no longer working out, or it's getting fucked, it got fucked up because of COVID. Because I feel like they did say, like, it's proven that, okay, it can take you out if you are still fit, but it's quite harder for you, for it to take you out if you are still fit. So I think that's what's nice about this whole COVID situation. So yeah, got sick. Then I started shaking inside the blanket. Even asked for another blanket to be put on top. So I sleep with a blanket and a duvet, right? But something had to be added on top of that. So this whole winter I've been sleeping with that. So in summer, probably sleep on top of the sheets or a duvet. But winter, I put in. Winter, I put in a one blanket. So it's going to be a duvet and a blanket. Ah, but still it didn't help. But yeah. So I had to do that. But it was fine. Started getting a little bit warm. And then the following day, I wake up, I feel a little bit sick. I was like, you know what? I need to go get that medication again. So I went back, got that ACC 200. I just forgot the names of the medications. You guys will have to forgive me. But yeah, got those medications. Just those three things. Then everything was fine. Everything was fine. And then it just continued. Just continued like nothing happened. So we just did that. And then, yeah, everything was fine. So I don't know, man. Probably those who can share on the comments on YouTube, you can tell me if you had the experience of COVID. And then you can say if I did really have COVID, or it was just a flu. That's super hard because it starts with the chills. Days later, my two friends, they're experiencing the same thing. So I told him what to get. Oh, and then there was this other thing that my gran. So I don't know how you guys say it, but it's my gran. So it was my mom's sister. She came to see me and then she said, no, just buy something. There was this something oil that you pour when you steam. You just pour 2 drops when you steam and then you steam. So steaming also helped me a lot. Because after steaming, I would really, really, really feel better. So it was those medications plus steaming. So yeah, guys. So for now, since COVID is still around, I would recommend for you guys to steam once a week. Just steam once a week. And then there's this tree that you also need to steam with. My aunt uses it. So she works at the hospital. She's a nurse. But she never had it. So it was kind of weird that she never had it. So she recommends all these African herbs. That's what she uses most of the time. She's a nurse, but she's not really into this nursing thing. I don't know why. She's more into the herbs and the herbs that she gets herself. So yeah, she trusts them more. So your gingers and stuff. So that's what she uses most. So yeah, that's what happened with the whole COVID thing. Then I saw, like, months later, we lost Shauna Ferguson. RIP to him. And then recently we just lost Kilakau and Mpura. I didn't know Mpura, but Kilakau, I do remember him because he trended on Twitter. Then he put a nasty trend. After he trended, got famous, other people wanted to be famous too. They started recording beats and started singing, but it didn't work out for them. Guys, fate will fetch you. Fate will fetch you. If something is for you and it's meant for you, it will always come. I believe in fate myself because something happened on my side that made me see that, yeah, fate is really meant for you. If something's meant for you, it will come for you, whether you run away from it or not. Hence, when you see this thing, the callings, when people have umoya or a calling from their ancestors to become a traditional healer or something. But I heard like sometimes it's not about that. Sometimes they just want you to acknowledge that you have the gift, and then you're not even supposed to go to the healing part of it. So they do that too. So yeah. So I think that was about it. But a lot has happened. I know a lot has happened. And then shout out to Pretty Ugly Man. His album is dope. Shout out to Pretty Ugly for releasing Soil, such a dope album. Imagine a 10-track album cost so much traffic. And then I saw it was yesterday, Aries dropped and then he answered. I knew he had to answer Aries. He said he doesn't answer. So since he answered and then he directed it, I haven't listened to the track. I just saw the trends. Just need to go check which track is that. Listen to it and give a proper feedback on it. But I only saw that he answered Pretty Ugly. And then he told him to go whatever. So since he answered, I knew that album landed, guys. That's what I knew, that Aries has to answer. Casper is more of a businessman and he's a work rapper in a way. So I don't think he's going to answer. So yeah, man. Just want to say, I think that's all. That's all for today. I just wanted to share this COVID story of mine. And I think it did take a lot of time. But yeah, hip hop is about to be really good. I'm waiting for Pretty Ugly to diss Aries directly now, and then they have to do the wordplay because a lot of people talked about Pretty Ugly, and that's what I've been wanting. People have been saying he's work. I was like, nah, guys, he's not work. My friend introduced me to Pretty Ugly in 2015. Then I've been jamming to the guy's music. Then he started doing that Taylor shit. And instead I was like, nah, this is not him. And then he went back to rap. Now the album, he was rapping. So I was like, yeah, this is your style. Stick to what you know. He wanted to be sort of like mainstream media. It's like, nah, man. Didn't work out for him. The only song that got popular, I think, was... what was that song? Mood. Man, I'm in a mood. Feeling cool, blah 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 and stuff. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say thank you for tuning in, and I really hope I'll be taking another episode. I want to release like 2 or 1 episodes a week just to stay on top of my game, because I saw whenever I release like that, I'm gaining a lot of YouTube subscribers. So I think that's a nice thing. I should continue doing it. I don't really care about subscribing and all that. I just want to talk and stuff. But when you see people following you for your content, it's like, yeah, at least a lot of people do like what I'm doing. So it's not really about getting like your stuff. Like whenever you start these things, you must just do it because you like it. I like being on myself, so I also like talking alone, so I'm just gonna continue doing it. If a lot of people are gonna enjoy that, then kudos, my message is gonna get passed on. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in, and I just wanna say goodbye, 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 goodbye.